From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Red Skies Over Wyoming by Will C. Knott. Now, let's begin with Red Skies Over Wyoming. Chapter 1. Cole Randall reined in to let his father catch up. Mike Gunnison pulled up also and looked back at Cole and his father. Cole saw the troubled look on Mike's face and understood. "This won't take a minute, Mike," Cole called to the ramrod. "I'll tell Dad we don't need him." "You think he'll listen?" "All I can do is try." Mike's narrow shoulders lifted in a shrug. He dropped his reins around his saddle horn and thumbed his hat back off his forehead, eyes alert, trace of a smile on his lean, good-humored face. Cole looked back at his rapidly approaching father. The man was galloping through the blue stem toward Cole, a grim cast to his granite face. He had dressed especially for this confrontation, Cole realized. His father was wearing his best black suit, his tall gray Stetson, and a string tie that set off nicely the broadcloth shirt Consuelo had made for him only last week. As Cole pulled his horse around, the unpleasant thought occurred to him that his father might be thinking in terms of either a celebration or a funeral. "Hold up, Pa," Cole said, riding up alongside his father. "Mike and I can handle this."
"I know you can, Cole. I just want to go along to put in my 2 cents and tell that fool Marshall what I think of him."
Cole shook his head in sudden vexation. "Let me handle this without your 2 cents, Pa. It's time you gave me leave to do things around here my way." The old man pulled up suddenly, his horse almost foundering under the rough handling. Cole reined in also. His father looked at him.
"Damn it, son. As long as I live, this land is mine."